This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Dan Zaborski from FanGraphs joins us right now. What's up, Dan?
Hey, guys. How you doing today?
Doing well. Doing well, man. Listen, Dan, we don't even have a chance to get into the postseason, the Orioles. Not even one. Dan, you're an Oriole fan, man. You could give us like 0.2. What did Jeremy and I have to do to buy a 0.2?
If I was bribable, I certainly wouldn't project the Yankees to do so well.
I like that. Yeah, but it's,
hey, Rob, Joe has something for Dan here. It's because I think Dan, yeah, I've known him for a while. I think he's trying to become Dean Wormer.
0.0.
No chance, Dan. No chance. None.
Well, I mean, Blutarski did become a senator. So there is still, you know, it could happen. It's just hard. 2020, losing that year of minor league development was a pretty big deal for a team like the Orioles, because there were a lot of, you know, pitchers that needed going through the system.
Baltimore, good. Is there a formula that goes in to pick to get coming to those percentages?
Well, you know, baseball projections are pretty simple. They work kind of the same as weather prediction does. So, of course, you know, there's a pretty big bar for error. It takes a player's history. They try to estimate where they're going based on how similar players in history have performed. And the Orioles, I mean, they're still at the stage where they're sorting things out. I mean, we still haven't seen Adley in the 2023. It gets more interesting, but I think we're still at a stage, because the Orioles are coming back really from nothing, because by the time they started rebuilding, most of the value of the organization, just there wasn't just a lot there talent wise. So it's been a long go. I don't know how to say it any differently.
Dan, we just signed a former Cy Young winner in the Dark Knight as well. So, you know, I don't know if you guys realize that over at FanGraphs, but it is, in all honesty, interesting to see the direction of the Orioles, and knowing that you're an Oriole fan, I've talked to you for years about this. How do you feel of, like, where they're at in this rebuild, and are they doing it the right way?
I think they're doing it pretty well. I mean, we've talked at times where I've been much more pessimistic about the direction of the team. In a way, that the team has been so poor the last few years is a good sign, because I think before when during the days of Dan Duquette, but I think that there was kind of a lack of direction in the development of the team. When you have Mike Elias, I think that they are going in the right way, and you don't really see the things that they used to do, like, you know, signing just random veterans to contracts and not really players with upside. So I do like what they've done so far, but I just don't think they're there yet.
Dan Zaborski joins us from FanGraphs. Dan, as we go into the 2021 season, one of the guys that I liked a couple of years ago, and he kind of solidified why I like him last year, was Anthony Santander. What do you all project him to do in the 2021 season? Does he improve on the short sample size of 2020?
Well, I think there's still – he's not going to be, you know, a big on-base percentage guy, but the power is real. Pretty much all the projection systems are saying that, hey, he can have a 30 home run season. And that's, you know, a guy you can have in the middle of the lineup. I think that if the Orioles hadn't been in a position where they were just looking at upside players and signing veterans to short-term contracts, they might have not have gotten a look at Santander. But they did, and they're reaping the benefits of that. And I think, you know, they have to keep finding guys like him at, you know, different positions. I guess the only thing I'm a little disappointed in, I was kind of sad to see some of the infield moves this year. I would have liked to see, you know, Jose Iglesias come back for another year. That would have been fun if they had, could have managed to make that happen. And I was sad to see them part with Alberto. I thought that he was a fun, you know, type of hitter they don't see much these days. But, you know, they got to keep finding these guys.
You like what I did with the name there, Jeremy Santander? You like what I did there?
Yeah,
I like it. I wanted to use it. It had that like little French feel to Santander.
Santander, yeah.
It's very sexy. It's like Antonio Banderas, you know. So, hey, Dan, I want to get your thoughts on just the cream of the crop across the league, because you look at what the Padres have done and the Dodgers as well. Who do you like? Whose offseason to you really improved their team more than the others?
Well, I still had the Dodgers a little better than the Padres. I think the Trevor Bauer signing probably put a couple games of breathing space for them. I love what the Padres did this offseason, because they're doing a lot. They're running their team a lot like how the Dodgers were. I mean, I'm not talking about necessarily spending, you know, millions, hundreds of millions of dollars, but it's a very deep team. You look at their rotation, and they're six or seven deep even after losing Mike Clevinger for the 2021 season. I mean, they picked up Yu Darvish. They picked up Blake Snell. They picked up Joe Musgrove. They still have Lamet, Paddock, Mackenzie Gore, one of the top prospects in baseball. He's one of their fallback options. Adrian Morejon, Ryan Weathers. They have some pretty good and interesting guys, and it's the same with the lineup. There's not really that many weak spots. Padres fans fight with me on Eric Hosmer, but if Eric Hosmer is the worst player in your lineup, you're doing pretty well.
Dan Szymborski joining us from Fangraphs. Dan, I recall in times past, you had the Fangraphs had Los Angeles Angels ahead of the Oakland Athletics. We find that again, once again. That means Oakland's probably going to win 90 games?
Well,
because they seem to do it a lot.
The A's seem to do that in the end. In the end, you see, the Angels have this challenge. They have kind of the best player of the generation in Mike Trout. And when you have Mike Trout, kind of the goal is to have an 80-win team and then have Mike Trout. But they're not even really doing that. I think that one of the big issues has been they've had a lot of pitching injuries. A couple years ago, they had a season where I think nobody threw 100 innings, and which was just crazy. They added Anthony Rendon. Shohei Ohtani still has upside as a pitcher. He's coming out of Tommy John surgery, but I still think that he gives them an option. But you know, the A's have surprised us, you know, time and time again.
Yeah, there's a bunch of teams across the board in the league. Do you expect any surprises, Dan? Well, like, which team to you has the best chance to take that next step forward, like a team like the White Sox?
Well, I do think the White Sox have pretty good odds, but I'm not even sure if they're a surprise at this point. I think the Blue Jays have come farther than many people believe. They have made some high-profile additions this year, but, you know, they'll have a full year of Nate Pearson. The rotation is better than it felt at times, especially at the end of last season. But that hurts me too, because, you know, I was born in 1978. So when I was, you know, a kid in Baltimore rooting for the Orioles, it was kind of, you know, our little mini feud with the Blue Jays. Remember the 1989 not year, the upside down flag, the Mike Mussina not pitching in the All-Star game that year. So
you still holding on to that one?
Not better about that one. I've actually complained to Cito Gaston like at some point about that, which was weird and kind of awkward, I guess.
You really said something to Wow.
I did. Yeah, I go on Toronto radio and I still complain about that.
Yes, he is a diehard fan. Thanks a lot, my man, Dan Szymborski from Fangraph. Thanks a lot, Dan.
Always fun, guys. Thanks for having me.
What up, y'all? It's your boy, Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host, Harrison Sanford, on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.